Hey, I'm Martin Kessler with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's commentary is just ahead, but first let me tell you a little bit about what we've got in the works for this week's show. The designated hitter has been a part of Major League Baseball's American League since 1973. For the past 40-plus years, though, the National League has held on to tradition and said no thanks to pitchers who can't hit and sluggers who can no longer field. But the NL won't be able to hold out much longer. On this week's show, we'll hear why the DH is bound to come to the National League. A hint, it has a lot to do with money. And speaking of tradition, Only a Game's Karen Given climbed on the back of a snowmobile to rediscover the history of a ski race that actually involves a lot more climbing than skiing. Plus, we remember the life and career of sports writer W.C. Hines. All that and more coming up this week on Only a Game. The business of our games has perhaps become indistinguishable from various other sorts of businesses. In this week's commentary, Bill Littlefield thinks about the downside of that development.
Too big to fail is a description, or a rationalization, or a surrender, depending on your point of view. The phrase has been applied to financial institutions and other large employers. I wonder if it's time to apply it to our games. Certainly the NFL has become too big to fail. The widely publicized criminal behavior of some of its players and the establishment of the connection between playing the game and brain damage hasn't diminished the popularity of what has become the national pastime. It has increased. Likewise, the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Over the past 2 weeks, two of the most historically successful programs have been in the news for all the wrong reasons. At Duke, two women who maintain they were assaulted by a former player have said they didn't say so because men's basketball is such a big deal there that they were certain if they spoke out, they'd be victimized again. At Syracuse, an apparently long-standing tradition of ignoring the rules has brought the NCAA's fearsome hammer of sanctions down on head coach Jim Boeheim, who has assured his fans that he's not going anywhere. Sounds a little like too big to fail. And then there are the Olympic Games, or at least the summer edition of same. The Winter Games have lately lacked for suckers. I'm sorry, host candidates. But the competition for the Summer Olympics is still fierce enough so that the group behind Boston's bid for the 2024 Olympics announced this week that former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick will be paid $7,500 per day as a part-time employee. How many days will he be on the job between now and September 2017? When the Lords of the Rings bestow upon some city the opportunity to put them up in lavish digs and designate some highway lanes for their exclusive use. 50, maybe? That would add up to $375,000 for a couple of years of a part-time job. Not too shabby. It could be argued that Mr. Patrick's job will be daunting. He has to convince everybody that a public transportation system done in by a bad winter can handle an overcrowded summer. It's too late to designate that system too big to fail. But back to the point, no matter how many host cities exceed their budgets by billions of dollars, no matter how often taxpayers are stuck with the cost of maintaining derelict venues, no matter the corruption in which the aforementioned lords have engaged, meaningful reform would seem unlikely, at least as long as everybody regards them and their spectacle as too big to fail.
You can link to Bill's commentary at onlyagame.org. And don't forget to find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, @OnlyAGameNPR.